And we will move towards agenda item number four, whale killing methods and associated welfare issues. And this is found in IWC 59, Rep 6. And this was chaired by Eska Jakala from Finland. And we now ask to come forward and present the report. And I think this is one we need to probably do section by section, taking comments after each section. So I turn it over to the chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. And ladies and gentlemen, could I direct you to document IWC/59/REP6, report of the Working Group on Whale Killing Methods and Associated Welfare Issues. The report has three substantive items, and I will start with item number three, data provided on whales killed. Denmark offered a summary of activities related to the action plan on whale killing methods, specific to the 2006 minke and fin whale hunt. They also presented a portion of the white paper on hunting of large whales in Greenland related to animal welfare issues. Norway presented a summary of minke whaling in 2006. In 2006, 546 animals were taken from 28 vessels. Four whales were reported lost after they were dead, and no whales were reported to have escaped wounded. At sea inspection was carried out by the electronic trip recorder. Four inspectors from the Directorate of Fisheries were also present at sea and on land to monitor whaling activities. The UK expressed disappointment that many countries did not provide complete sets of complete data sets as recommended by Resolution 1999-1, but noted that it was appreciative of the Russian Federation submission. It asked whether other countries intend to present time to death for each animal killed. On the subject of the Norwegian report, the UK expressed concern regarding the inability of the blue box or the electronic trip recorder to provide information on time to death and welfare issues. Norway reported that they have been conducting research on hunting and whale killing methods since 1981. Norway expects that results from the 2002 hunts will be published this year or early next year. Norway noted that the results from each of the 3 years are consistent and that it is no longer necessary to collect information on each hunt on a regular basis. Iceland noted importance of continually improving whale killing methods, but expressed concern that the IWC has not been a neutral forum in which to discuss these matters. They expressed the position that the North Atlantic Marine Mammal Commission, NAMCO, has been a functional platform for such work and that they intend to continue to utilize NAMCO for that purpose. Japan expressed agreement with the views expressed by Iceland and Norway. It drew attention to page 17.8 of last year's IWC annual report, which expresses its position on this topic. It noted that it submitted data to the recent NAMCO workshop at which constructive discussions took place. Denmark reported that they have been submitting documents on this topic for many years. However, given the previous misuse of Greenland data last year, they are still considering whether or not to continue submitting data on whale killing methods to the IWC. Germany called upon all IWC member countries to submit data on this topic, noting that the data is essential to the work of the IWC. Australia agreed with the comments of Germany, asserted the primacy of the IWC on these matters, and noted that NAMCO is not an alternate competent body. The Russian Federation noted that it works to provide all the information required under the new procedures for managing the resource, but it is understandable that not all countries are able to provide all such data. The Russian Federation noted that the submission of this data is done on a voluntary basis. In 2006, 129 whales were harvested, 88 with a Dar Ting Kang, 109 with a rifle, and all whales with harpoon and a float. Five whales were lost, struck and lost. The 129 whales included five inedible stinky whales. The Russian Federation noted that it didn't consider those whales to be part of their quota since they were lost for nutritional purposes. The United States noted that last year, prior to the St. Kitts workshop on whale killing methods and associated welfare issues, Aboriginal hunters from countries of Denmark on behalf of Greenland, the Russian Federation and the United States met for the first time to share information on whale killing methods and animal welfare issues. The United States also presented data under this agenda item. They noted that 39 bowhead whales were struck and 31 were landed in 2006. Of those struck, 35 were taken using the traditional hand-thrown darting gun harpoon with the traditional shoulder gun used as a secondary killing method. Four whales were taken using the pentrite projectile. Eight whales were struck and lost in 2006 with a rate of efficiency of 79.5%. Eugene Prower, chairman of the Alaska Eskimo Whaling Commission Weapons Improvement Committee, provided a description of the AASW hunt in the United States. He noted that AASW takes place in 10 communities in Alaska. The primary weapon used by the hunters is a harpoon, and the secondary weapon is a shoulder gun. They have undertaken a program to improve hunting methods and appreciate the help of Dr. A.O. Owen from Norway for this help in the weapons improvement program. Sweden asked if the United States has a timeline for when the pentrite projectile would replace the use of black powder in the Alaska hunt. Mr. Prower responded that there have been some problems regarding procurement of the delayed fuse of the projectile that resulted in a temporary setback. New Zealand introduced Working Group Document 8, which focuses on the results of a 2006 NAMCO workshop held to address the issue of struck and lost in whales in marine mammal hunting. New Zealand pointed out the workshop acknowledgement that struck and lost is a serious problem in marine mammal hunts, and that better data are needed. They noted that Japan, Norway, and Iceland have announced at the IWC 58 that they would no longer provide struck and lost data to the Commission. New Zealand pointed out that the workshop provided a great deal of useful information, including steps that can be taken to mitigate struck and lost rates. They stressed the importance of data being provided in a standardized format and noted that the Working Group on Whale Killing Methods and Associated Welfare Issues is a competent body over this issue. Norway thanked New Zealand for referring to the NAMCO workshop. It clarified that the workshop was not just focused on whales, but included several marine mammals. Some of the quotations New Zealand referenced were not specifically made for large whales. In response to a question from USA, Norway also noted that the title of the paper was misleading because the workshop included commercial and scientific whaling as well as Aboriginal subsistence whaling. The UK noted that the NAMCO workshop provided important information and the IWC should be focused on improving struck and lost rates. Denmark noted that several quotes in the paper were taken out of context since they applied to species other than whales. The chair directed members of the members to the NAMCO website where they could obtain a copy of the workshop report. I think, Mr. Chairman, I will stop here to allow discussion on this part of the report. Thank you.